Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 494, A Gentle Warrior's Guide to Healthy Travel by Courtney Carver of BeMoreWithLess.com. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik, reading you some of the most popular health and fitness blogs out there, with permission from the websites, of course. Now, today's post is from Courtney Carver, a well-known minimalist who's typically narrated on my brother's show, Optimal Living Daily. Now, I actually read quite often from another minimalist, Leo Babauta. And I did this exactly 2 weeks ago. So if you want to hear his take on travel, you can check out that one. That was episode 484. And I love talking about tips on how to stay healthy while traveling, because inevitably, whenever I travel for more than like 3 days, it seems, I come back sick. So I'm excited to read this post for you. Let's hear Courtney's take on this as we optimize your life. A Gentle Warrior's Guide to Healthy Travel by Courtney Carver of BeMoreWithLess.com. I've been in 8 airports, even more hotel rooms, on 2 trains, in countless Lyft vehicles, and visited lots of places in between over the last 30 days. I've done several interviews, spent time with friends, hosted 12 Soulful Simplicity book tour events, and hugged and shaken the hands of close to 1,500 people. Also, it's flu season. I'm an introvert. I have multiple sclerosis, and I feel great. Healthy travel starts long before the traveling begins, and while we can't always prevent getting run down or catching something along the way, a gentle warrior's approach to healthy travel has served me well over the last few weeks. Creating rules or guidelines for how I live and work encourages a healthy, happy lifestyle. A Gentle Warrior's Guide to Healthy Travel. The Gentle Warrior's Guide to Healthy Travel is a list of my non-negotiables for feeling well in flight and on the road. I hope it encourages you to create your own list of healthy habits and other ways to feel great on the road and at home with the heart of a gentle warrior. Tip number 1, I will double down on healthy habits. Instead of abandoning the things I know are good for me in the name of traveling, I'll double down and dig in deeper. I'll sleep 7 to 8 hours a night, practice my morning routine daily, and spend more time nourishing my body, heart, and soul. Be a gentle warrior. Take your healthy habits with you when you travel. You may not have your regular daily routine, but you can bring pieces of it with you to maintain a connection to what fuels you. Tip number 2, I will move my body. Spending more time in vehicles, cars, planes, trains, and buses requires more time spent moving my body, stretching, unwinding, and decrunching. I borrow yoga mats from the hotel gyms and have been practicing yoga daily with Adrienne Louise, dropping into yoga studios in new cities and walking every single day. Be a gentle warrior. Move your body several times a day in a way that feels good to you. Tip number 3, I will drink all the water. My energy levels and moods are directly connected to how hydrated I am. Flying and other car travel can be dehydrating, so we must bump up the water intake on the road. Be a gentle warrior. Drink water when you wake up and throughout the day. Tip number 4, I will do all the sleeping. I sleep 7 to 8 hours a night at home, so I sleep 7 to 8 hours when I travel too. If there's a late event, I sleep late the next day. If I wake up in the night due to weird hotel noises, I listen to a Headspace sleep meditation and fall asleep before it's over. Be a gentle warrior. It's tempting to stay out late, watch TV, or surf the internet while traveling, but resist this. Give your body some good healing time by sleeping well. If you don't want to be run down, don't run yourself down. Tip number 5, I will supplement consistently. Even though I try to eat greens at every meal, yep, even breakfast, and try to steer clear of sugar and alcohol, I don't eat as well traveling as I eat at home. So I'll add in an extra layer of protection by taking some supplements. I'll be sure to carry along with me vitamin D, some turmeric, and some probiotics in addition to some other things. Be a gentle warrior. Know what your body needs by working with a medical professional you trust and by checking in with yourself on a regular basis. Research and figure out what's best for you. Tip number 6, I will quiet my mind. It's noisy out here in the world. To continue to engage and absorb, I have to start with a clean slate. I'm currently working through the Headspace Stress Pack in the mornings and just starting to dip into this beautiful practice. Even though I don't feel stressed, I know I'm experiencing more stress than usual just by being away from home. I don't need to have a meltdown before I start taking care of myself. Be a gentle warrior. Meditation or not, find a little time each day to sit quietly. Don't wait for the meltdown or breakdown. Tip number 7, I will fill my heart. I will call and text my loves every day while I'm on the road. If I'm in a friend's city, we will spend time together, reconnect, and tell each other, I love you 100 times. I will fill my heart with other things I love too, like photography, writing, and reading. Be a gentle warrior. Identify what fills your heart and have a plan to incorporate those people or activities on a daily basis during your trip. Tip number 8, I will leave lots of white space on my calendar. I will reject the call to do more without guilt or regret. More in-person connection means less social media connection. I'll choose mid-morning flights over early morning flights. I pass on most early morning media requests, social meetups, networking opportunities, and trying to maintain a regular work schedule. Healthy travel requires flexibility. Healthy travel means trading FOMO for JOMO. By committing to do less, I'm going to miss out on things. But instead of fear, I feel joy. Joy that I have a choice. Joy that I am protecting what matters most. And joy because I feel well. Be a gentle warrior. Be more. Do less. Tip number 9. I will pack lightly. I won't check a bag when I fly or bring any just-in-case items. Be a gentle warrior and use the minimalist's 20-20 rule. And tip number 10. I will be grateful. Even when my flights are running late, hotel food kinda sucks, I get lost, or miss home, I will be grateful. So grateful. I love what I do. I have an amazing team of supportive people. I feel well. I'm having the time of my life. How could I be anything but grateful? Be a gentle warrior. Start and end each day with gratitude for what you love, what makes you smile, and what makes your life better. Become a gentle warrior and protect what matters most to you. Make your own list of non-negotiables. Begin to protect your health, your love, your loves, and your life. Do this with the heart of a gentle warrior, and your efforts won't be selfish or isolating, but instead will allow you to be and give your best self. You just listened to the post titled, A Gentle Warrior's Guide to Healthy Travel by Courtney Carver of BeMoreWithLess.com. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, That's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
If you're wondering what the minimalist 2020 rule is, basically, just about 100% of the time, if you're thinking about packing a just-in-case item and decide to leave it behind, if you do end up needing it, you can find a replacement for less than $20 and in less than 20 minutes from your current location. So all the more reason to just not worry about those just-in-case items. For me, I realized I tend to get a little bit anxious before I travel. I'm not a big fan of airports and lots of people and sitting down on a flight for a long time. So usually a couple of days before we leave on a vacation or a trip, I start to get anxious and my sleep starts to get affected. So I won't sleep as well the couple of nights before. And then when we travel, I can't sleep on a plane. It's just too uncomfortable for me. I need to be lying down. That's going to also disrupt my sleep patterns. And so by the time I actually start my vacation, I'm exhausted already. And then once we're there, I want to do all these fun things and I want to make the most out of all my time there, which then exhausts my body even more. And then by the time I get home, it's another long flight where I can't sleep and now I'm sick. I always talk about how we just need to focus on one, maybe two things at most to start, especially when we're trying a new behavior. So as I was reading this, I was thinking to myself, I like two things that Courtney mentioned specifically that I'm going to try the next time I travel. The first thing that jumped out at me is quieting my mind. I need to do that. I need to stop stressing so much before the trip, quiet my mind, and get that adequate sleep beforehand. And the second tip is the idea of leaving white space on my calendar. Well, this relates to me when I vacation because I like to fill my days with activities, but I need to realize it's okay if I don't get to do everything. I need to realize that by allowing my body some rest may actually allow me to do more in the end. All right, before I go, we recently created an Instagram account. I know we're a little bit behind the times. Welcome to the 21st century, right? But it's up and running, and you could see pictures and fun facts about all of us hosts, plus see quotes, participate in book giveaways, and lots more. To find it, just come by Old Podcast on Instagram to see all of that. All right, that'll do it for today. I'll be back tomorrow for our usual Friday Q&A show, so stay tuned for that, where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show, and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's oldpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.